today on the Messy Faith Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Messy Faith Podcast, because life is messy.
But God already paid the maid.
Yes, he did. I am your host, Emily Roth.
And Satricia Passion.
And we're excited you're here today.
Yes, we are.
We're two girlfriends. Yeah. To be more specific, we are friends that are girls. And we know your life is busy. You're either on the commute, you're watching us on a downtime, you're doing dishes, folding laundry, you're at work doing monotonous things. So what we're going to do in the next 30-ish, I like to say ish because that gives you, you know, some room. We are going to dive into some critical conversations that just tell the truth about the convergence of faith and doing life, and it's stinking messy.
Yes, in friendship.
And well, today, especially friendship.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is, I know that for a lot of women out there, and I mean, you could just do a Google search, one of the hardest things for women, or one of their biggest struggles, is friendship.
Yes, for sure.
Like, how to get friends, where to get friends, how to keep friends,
yeah,
how to be a good friend, how to know when somebody's not a good friend.
How to go deeper in your friendship.
Yes, yeah. All of the friendship type stuff. And so we thought it would be fun today if we... seeing how we were friends before the podcast and we're friends outside of the podcast. So if we just went and got coffee and had a conversation, we kind of just want to give you a look into what that looks like.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, you know, we might talk to you today at some point, but right now today is just a conversation between me and Satricia.
Yeah. You get to peek inside.
Peek inside.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. A real BTS behind the scenes. Okay. So, okay, we'll start with the pro tip. So the first thing I usually do when I talk to people or friends that I haven't seen in a minute, I like to check or hit on three different areas. One, their emotional state, their spiritual state, and their creative state.
Yes.
And what I mean by creative state is those things that you do to replenish yourself. Like you're producing, like you're a painter, or you like to play solitaire. Just those things that you do to create outside of what you're getting paid to do.
But you could get paid
to do it. Yeah. It's like your goals, right? So it's like hitting all those, you know, those three parts of your life that I think are really like what converge into creating a whole person.
Yeah.
And I think to have a whole friendship, you have to nurture every area of that in your friends.
For sure.
Or at least be involved or curious.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So Satricia, let's just jump right in, you know, spotlight on you. How are you doing emotionally right now?
Emotionally, that is the one to start with, huh? I am a mixture. I feel very encouraged. I also feel tired. If you asked me this like 2 weeks ago, I would have been like, it wouldn't have been encouraged. It would have just been tired. But I feel encouraged. So I do therapy. I go weekly. And last week was so good. I'm looking forward to this week. But it just was, sometimes I think it's healthy to just put my feelings in perspective and then work through like, why am I feeling this way? And then recognizing that and then moving throughout the week from a place of like knowledge, like you're feeling this because X, Y, and Z. What can I do to shift that? So I'm trying to say what I'm saying without saying what I'm saying.
I know.
Talking in code and mystery.
Yeah, because we're live. So
we're live
in life. So the situations we're talking about are live. Happening. People are still living.
Yes, for sure. But so, yeah, so I feel pretty good. I feel tired because there's just always so much to do. Like there's always so much. And one thing I'm trying to learn how to do is rest. Like, I haven't been good at that for a while, and that affects my emotions a lot. So
yeah.
I feel like I just need a day where I don't think about anything, like no work, no mom requirements, no life requirements, and just like enjoy like looking at a bird or enjoy the wind or the sun.
Yeah.
So how are you?
Well, before I do that, I would just like, have you scheduled your life to be like that?
I haven't. And that's a part of the, that's on my schedule to schedule.
Okay. So like for like the next 2 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever, just schedule a day off and see if you can.
And I can schedule it, but let's see if I do it. That's
the hard Okay. thing. So what could you do that would make you have that day off? Is there somewhere you could go or something that you could do to keep you, at least get you started right after you take the kids to school? Let's say you go to a park and just like walk around, right? There's no computer for you to check your email. just to kickstart that feeling? Because you work for yourself.
Yeah.
So your office is at home. So how do you shut that down? How can you have your like calm space and no worry when your home is actually the place in which you work?
So that's the hard, that's been the challenge for me. I was just telling my husband yesterday, I was like, we have to buy, because we have a big deck in the back, you know, we used to have like a swing and patio furniture stuff, but we left it at the other house. So it can be for the girls that are going to be in the group home. But I was like, we have to get some patio furniture, because even this weather, when it gets like this and it's a little sunny, I love it. So I'm like, at least I can go back there and just have a moment of like, while sitting on the patio furniture instead of like a fold up chair. And I'm just like, oh, I got stuff, got stuff to do. I better get back in the house. But
like a card chair and a card table.
yeah. I got that. But I want like the furniture where I can get comfortable, where I can relax.
Like create a space outside on your back patio where the door is shut.
Yeah.
The sun's out. And we live in Washington. And so you never know what season you're going to get. Just depends
on the day. Yeah.
But when the sun comes out, it's beautiful.
Yes. So that's one of the things I'm like working on as my like, I just got to go to, on my list, I got to go to Big Lots or online or somewhere. Yeah. And order
Okay. So how about this? How about you text me when you've scheduled the day?
Okay.
And tell me the day.
Okay.
Because then I'm going to text you at like 10 o'clock on that day, because you would have already taken the kids.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to check on you. I'm going to be like, Seti, where are you at? Mm-hmm. You better be on that back patio or like, somewhere else.
On the laptop.
Yeah, no. Get away.
Okay.
Okay. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay.
So how are you doing emotionally?
Oh, my good Lord. Well, I can just like leave it at I have six kids.
Yeah.
How are you doing emotionally?
Yes.
And I'm injured.
Yeah.
I got injured. So I am not 40 yet. I'm actually like 39 and I have like 3 months left whenever June 18th comes.
39.757.
Yeah, whatever that is. But they tell you, like, and I had this whole big thing this past year. I was like, fit before 40. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm like, I can't say that. I gotta be filtered.
Okay.
I can't tell you what it's changed into now. 40 and...
Now so many words are going through my mind that I can't say, but praise God.
Yeah. Definitely wasn't praise God, but anyway. And I did my best to like get to like my target. And this isn't just to be like skinny. This is to be the person I see inside my head.
Uh-huh.
It's to be healthy enough for, you know, in the next 10 years when I start having grandkids that I can run around with them. Right.
Yeah.
It's just the older you get, the more healthy you can be in your body, the easier it is the aging process.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my attitude going into it. And I do great in spurts and then life just like keeps smacking you over the head.
Yeah.
And I was trying to be a good neighbor, you know.
State Farm is there.
I don't know where they were this time. They screwed me. I was playing fast pitch in the cul-de-sac with the neighbors, with the neighborhood. And I just threw a ball after probably about 20 other balls. And then it just like my shoulder, like mass pain.
Hmm.
Then it released. And then I was like, oh, I'm fine. It feels really good now. But then as the night went on and the next day, I couldn't even move it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I mean, I look like I got attacked by an octopus.
Oh.
So my husband does like cupping.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get, anyway, I'm figuring it out, but I didn't realize, and it's my dominant hand.
Oh.
I didn't realize how much I still need to get over not being able to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I can't, like, I couldn't even put on my own clothes. So aww. I had to have, like, my girls,
aww,
like, put on my bra.
Yeah.
I, like, had to have somebody help me, like, hold one side of my underwear so I could, like, aww, put it on. You know? I'm not even kidding you because it was so bad. I'm like, good thing I have so many kids
I'm
now.
Like,
everybody take
a visuals. I was like,
it's what it looked like.
Everybody take
it. It's what it looked like. My son learned how to take off a bra real early.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Just the back snap. It's okay. Don't worry about it, people. We're not that kind of family. Anyway, I'm just teaching him little tricks for his wife.
Moving on to the next.
Okay.
So what was the next
anyway,
one?
So emotionally,
excuse me.
I felt like I had just gotten momentum. You know how, like, you guys, you and you out there,
mm-hmm,
you out there listening, we all have different phases of moods where you feel motivated to get your house, your home, the area that you spend the most time in, your family, like just together a little bit more, right? For sure. The rhythm's a little bit tighter, you know, the rooms are a little bit neater and a little bit more minimal, you know, get rid of a bunch of stuff. I don't know, they call it like spring cleaning. It might be spring. Maybe that's what this is.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I had just gotten into the mode of doing that. I was already through like two rooms. Things were just jiving, and then I got injured. So then the house is like left in like a state of it was getting cleaned, and no teenagers or elementary school kids are like going to get on board with doing that.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I am tired, and my emotional state is like limbo at this point. I'm like in between feelings.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there when you're in between feelings? Like you remember what you felt, but you're not quite sure what the feeling is developing in you now.
That's where
I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what I can do about that except for wait till I figure out what I'm feeling.
Yeah. That's literally just keep going.
Yeah. So what about you spiritually?
Spiritually. I think limbo, but limbo, meaning like going from a place of a couple weeks ago, I was feeling like I was so overwhelmed because I was so busy that I wasn't investing the time that I'm comfortable with spiritually, just in things that build me up spiritually.
Okay.
But I'm encouraged. Now, like I'm in that in between from that onto the encouragement because I started evaluating, walking through the steps of why do you feel this way? What is this? You know, what can't you change? What can you change? And then
your circles of control.
Yeah. And so walking through that is giving me like a little more peace to like put down certain things and take the time that I need to like for spiritually, because for me, when I'm not tapped in spiritually, everything else is harder.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was a dog outside.
Squirrel. But,
everything else, when I'm not like where I need to be and what my comfort level is like spiritually, then I get overwhelmed easier. I get irritated easier. Like all these things become harder. And I know it's because I'm doing it in my own strength.
Yeah.
And so instead of like, okay, let me calm down. Let me sit before you, Lord. Let me just spend some time with you. Let me ask you about all these things that are pressing. Like, what's more important? What direction do I go? And kind of just submit those things to the Lord instead of like me trying to figure everything out in my head.
Yeah.
Because I have an issue with that. Like things come up and I'm like, I could just do this. I could just do this. And all these ideas pop up. And then I'm running around like, should I be doing this? And then I get overwhelmed. And I'm like, okay, God's like, I never told you to do any of that stuff. I told you to just rest and wait. And so I feel like this week, I feel very encouraged. I feel like a peace. I have no anxiety, and I just have like a, what can I do for today? Like do that check, next thing check, and then go to bed when that's done instead of staying
interesting.
Up all night.
So like you're trying to keep like first things first.
Yes.
The first it's like thing. If I know I have my time with God, then that kind of puts into perspective everything else.
Yes.
Or at least when I'm in there, then the Spirit does it.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes like we, you know, we got kids, we got husbands, we got busy lives. And sometimes in every season isn't going to be a wake up and do Jesus in the morning type of thing.
Yeah.
So,
Oh. Well, for some people, for me, it is.
For you,
but for
it
some
is.
People, like I know someone, they like to read their Bible and have their time before they go to bed. But for me, I'm so exhausted from the day. I'm just like, yes, bedtime. Like,
yeah.
You know, but I function better in every season, I think, with waking up and like spending some time like before I get into the chaos of like craziness.
It's interesting.
But some people, they don't have that. But for me, I feel like that's like a staple. That's
one. Yeah. Okay. So I guess that's a challenge point because, you know, I get up at like 7 a.m., but I guess I could get up earlier. But like, I guess like... It's personality type or...
And whatever you're convicted on. For me, it's just me. It's what you're convicted on, too. Like, if you have no convictions, it's not up to me to be like, you're lazy, you can get up earlier. Like, that's not my place if the Holy Spirit ain't telling you that. Like, that might not work for your life. But for me, it works because before I have to start making decisions, I need to have, like, a a renewed mind. I have to have this before I get into like what emails I got to answer.
My question could be how, and I don't mean this rudely to like super spiritual people or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm more practical. I'm super spiritual, yes. But I'm practical as well. I don't know. I'm in the mess. I am like fully acceptant of the mess. Mm-hmm. So, like, could you do the same thing with like, by like reciting some sort of like statement to yourself?
No.
Like you get out of bed and you're like, thank you, God, the sun is up. Thank you for this day. Thank you for my, you know what I'm saying? Just like a posture of gratitude and recognition.
I think that's
still gets you in that same posture of knowing who the creator of the world is.
I think that's an excellent way to start the day. But if I'm being 100% honest, and
you don't feel like that's enough.
No. And in my place of my relationship with God,
you feel like more is required.
Like just like,
there's more depth.
Yeah. Like,
so that's not,
that's kind of a shallow place.
You think?
Yeah. Like when you check in on somebody and just like, there's a difference between you run into somebody like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, oh, good. Versus, hey, how are you doing? You know, mm-hmm. And that other second, how are you doing, comes based off relationship. You know, I'm going to go deep like how are you doing? I could really tell you how I'm doing versus just like, oh, how you doing? Okay, good. Okay. And you just,
I dig that.
So I think where I'm at with my, and I can only speak for myself. Oh, for I'm sure. Not making a blanket statement for anybody, but for where I'm at in my relationship with God, I know him too much to only give him a cheap, like,
oh, you thank just you labeled my little statement.
I'm
as
saying
cheap.
For myself, like in me. If okay. You don't have a conviction, I can't put how I feel or I know. What
I'm challenging. I'm challenging by. Your idea.
Yeah. And for me, my idea in my life with me and me again is I know too much and have too much relationship built up with God to just give him a, hey, how's it going? And keep on walking. Like I know too much for that. Because he's my friend, he's my counselor, he's my comforter.
I got some questions for you.
You know what I mean?
Do you talk to Michael like that every day?
I never just say, hey, how's it going?
No. Every day you ask him that deep question. How are you doing?
I don't ask that specific question, but every day it's like a depth. It's not just a, hey, honey, okay, bye. Like, it's not a quick pass by. It's not like, hey, appreciate you. Got the kid. Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh. It's not that. Like, there's always more.
Yeah.
Like, if I look on his face and I see something, I'm going to say, hey, what you got going? Like, okay, do you like this? Do you want this? Like, there's more than just a, hey,
yeah.
Morning.
Yeah. Well, see, you're putting a little tone on that makes it sound that way. But what if, like, I'm already clear with God, like, what my priorities are and kind of what he has me working on. And I just wake up with a heart of gratitude, thank him for everything. Thank him for putting up with me and hearing me and always forgiving me and always making a way for me when I mess things up.
Yeah.
And then I go about my day. That is reflective also. I want to challenge your thought to this. That is, and I know you're free to do whatever you want. I'm just challenging you that a statement and being able to make that statement of gratitude or whatever that is as actually reflective of a deep conversation, because I don't just go to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus goes with me. Literally, he's in front of me, beside me, all around me. And so to put some sort of time requirement, I think it's silly. I think it's silly to just, I mean, if it's cool, your habit, and that's what you do, that's how you do it. But I would be careful how, I don't know.
Well,
I would just challenge
this.
Yourself because that feels like it could be.
I'm going to give two statements.
Okay.
One, I didn't say anything about a time requirement. I never put any time limit on it. I put a more of a posture and a, you know, stance in that kind of way.
I had a posture when I say my statement.
But two, you, how I view it, hopefully doesn't affect how you view what you feel comfortable doing. I'm comfortable enough in my skin that if that's what, or my convictions,
yeah.
That if that's your way of doing it, it doesn't affect how I see what is required of me. And so I want the opposite way too, of if this is my what the Holy Spirit has, the boundary or the standard or the conviction level that he set for me.
Oh, you just said level.
Yeah.
Like our convictions are at different levels.
But levels can be like this. They could be like that. It's not like you're thinking of it like this. But I don't want that to affect what you feel convicted by. Yeah. If it does, then ask the Holy Spirit why. And
yeah.
If you're confident in where you're at, there's no desire in me to make you be like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah. I think it has to be the same way because I'm fully convinced in what I believe. Not to say that there's not
more than one way.
Yeah. And it's to say that there is more than one way.
Okay. Okay.
So don't pull me into your or try to convince me into your way of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm fully convinced in it. I'm not like, maybe this is, I'm fully convinced in like in my relationship with God.
This
because
is how
every
my
relationship
goes.
Is different.
Yeah. 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 I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. And in mine, there's things I'm uncomfortable with. There's things that are required of me for who I'm called to be. It doesn't make one greater than the other. It doesn't want to make one right or one wrong. It doesn't make one higher or lower. It just is different. And I think for the things that I'm called to do, there is a requirement for me for my relationship and my development with God.
Yeah.
And so even with my children, like the time that I spend with them, the requirement is different because they're different and they require some.
Yeah.
One of my children, they're just happy if I watch them do a dance, you know, like I could be doing something else. And if they got my eyes on them and I'm like, yay. And they walk away like, yes.
Yeah.
There's another one that they don't want to dance. They don't want to sing, but they just want to sit in the same room as me. They don't even really want to talk to me. They just want to sit in the same room. Then I have another one who wants my undivided attention and opinions. And they want to, and this happened. Why do you think they did this?
And
I have to be present. I can't be cooking and doing that. Like I have to like literally sit and just give them that. Then there's another that requires all kind of stuff, you know, I'd be like, today is this and tomorrow's that,
yes.
But it doesn't make what I do with the, you know, one or the other.
That's
like
a really good picture of how Jesus has relationship with different people. That was really beautiful, actually.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So like when I'm saying this, it's not any shade to how, what anyone else thinks. It's just me.
Except
like,
for that
you
call. So why I got a little is because it's not like that for me every day, but I don't know. I guess I like to, I hate to say the word inclusive, but I mean inclusive in the way that like spiritual diversity.
Being authentic to like who I am is speaking true to like what I think, what I feel, what I'm convicted by.
But you labeled it a little bit for me. You said shallow. So I got a little
offended. I think it's shallow.
I know, exactly.
For me. Not for you, but for me, it's like
God's
like.
By you saying that, it kind of was like, oh, well, what does that say for me? I don't know. I'm just being honest.
No, I appreciate that. But there's things that's like, for me, there's things that I know when I'm being lazy.
Okay.
But for another person, it's their rest, you know?
Yeah.
And so just because it's this for me, because it's shallow, it shouldn't affect what it is for you. You know what I mean?
Maybe just don't say shallow.
No, that's real. And there's somebody that's watching that feels the same way and has the same conviction. And there's somebody who's watching who has the same conviction as you, right? So I got to still be true to like,
but you
that's
can still
what
be
it
true
is
to you
me.
Without saying it's shallow though.
So what do I say? It's not, it's for me, my relationship
just
with
keep
God
it all
requires
about you.
More depth.
Oh, no, you're like passive aggressive about it.
No, that's not passive aggressive.
It
that's
is.
Real.
No.
That's what I think.
So say what it is. Just say, you just say, I don't.
So look, I don't think we're required. I think it's good for us to be mindful of people's triggers or to be mindful of what could offend someone else, but not at the expense of being honest with how I view something or if I'm being asked. I don't volunteer my opinions.
Yeah.
Because I think it's unnecessary unless you're asking me. Now, if you're asking me, I got to keep it real. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
within like respect, of course, but.
So let me ask you this question. Okay. Just, I'm like, I totally see your view and maybe I'm coming from a place that is.
Jaded. No, I'm playing.
You're not playing.
Pow, pow, pow.
You're being for real.
Pow, pow.
Maybe.
I'm just playing. Okay, go ahead. And this is how we really talk. So
yeah, for real.
We're
forgot,
on camera.
I forgot we were even doing a podcast.
Yeah. This is how we really talk. So if you think it's like, oh, we agree with everything. And that's the beauty, I think, of our relationship, is we are comfortable enough to be real and to say what we think or feel and to work through it. And sometimes it's like, I feel you. Sometimes it's like, I don't feel you, but I still love you.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Well, because I go through, I don't just every day only say a gratitude statement or, you know what I'm saying? Set my heart posture, whatever. Sometimes I read a stinking commentary or I'm reading the word and all that stuff. But for me, I don't feel like I have any more this pressure to feel, for you, I don't know.
And you got to hear through the lens of not you personally. You got to just hear where I'm at, because in nothing that I'm saying is every single day I perfect this and I get this right. But there's days where I literally jump out of bed and I hit the ground running, and there's not a gratitude statement. There's not a this, but it's still in my mind or in my motive or in my desire or in my standard of what I want for my day to look like to still aim for this.
Okay.
I don't move the bar because I didn't meet it the day before. You know, I don't say I didn't meet it the day before, so this is just good enough. I still aim for that. And if I get anywhere near it, I feel I'm still, what is it? Content. I'm still content. I'm not beating myself up. There was years ago where if I miss, I'm beating myself up if I don't make it there, but I have enough peace and understanding to know that if I miss the mark, the Holy Spirit covers the difference, but it doesn't make me move where the mark is.
Okay. Yeah.
My mark or my standard is still here. And there's many days where I don't meet that standard and God gives it to me. I might listen to a podcast as I'm driving and he speaks to me. Then I might say a quick prayer. Okay. I might, sometimes I have to do it at night, but for the standard of what I set for myself.
A clarifying question would be, what is your standard then, Satricia?
What is my standard?
Yeah.
That I would...
what are you holding yourself to?
I'm holding myself to that God is so great and I value my relationship with him so much that I want to make sure that I'm giving him the first fruit of my day and my attention. That I place a priority on spending time with him, whether I get a major word or a breakthrough, whether I don't, whether I get major revelation in the word or I don't. And it just feels like simply I'm reading it. It's my goal and it's my heart that I would place a value on my relationship with him that much that I would put in effort to make him first, to make him priority, to make his opinion. You know what I mean? Before I move to anything else in my day, but to keep him there, I value my relationship with you. So before life gets to life and gets all crazy, I want to take a moment to be like, hey, God, I love you. Good morning. Do you want to speak to me today? You know, if you don't, if there's nothing today and I just read a proverb, okay, praise God. But if not, if there's, and I'm taking notes and I'm like, it's so good. I don't want it to get over, but I got to do this, you know, then praise God. It looks different every day, but my goal and my heart, I feel like he's, to me, I see him as a person and I see my relationship with him. I see a person you're so important to me. I want to invest time into being with you. I want to invest time in giving you the opportunity to speak to me before I do anything else in the day.
Okay.
And I haven't mastered that. I don't do it every single day, but it's still my goal.
Okay. Okay. And I guess my goal is, my number one goal is to offer up, a posture of gratitude. Because I think a posture of gratitude is a form of worship, and I do that in the morning.
Yeah.
And then, so my big thing is that he goes with me throughout the day, and I'm meditating on his word. I'm thinking those higher thoughts and different situations all throughout the day. So we've become I've seen him less as somebody that I have, I have to, how do I say this properly? Because I do believe he deserves time and he does get time. He does get time from me. And a lot of times it's the same time, but it's not the first time in the morning. But I've already woken up with a posture of gratitude, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess our standards differ a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I don't know, that could challenge my posture. It's like, I know he's first. And I know he's the most important thing. And I do that by putting energy into the things that I do or think about in all my aspects of life towards him and growing and learning new things. But I don't translate into that at this phase in my life with a specific time every morning.
Yeah.
Before anything else.
Yeah.
Right now in my mess, it's like, let's go together.
Yeah.
As we go together. So that's kind of like my phase. Now I know when my kids are out of my house that I 100% will probably get up and that's going to be the first thing I do. And I can do it for as long as I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess my spiritual philosophy at this point in time is different than yours, I guess.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's literally relationship with God over religion.
Yeah.
Because religion would say we all need to be doing it this way.
Yeah.
And it needs to look like this.
And I think that's what I heard from your comment.
From your lens. Because you asked me. You asked me how I feel about my spiritual
So I wasn't. So sometimes, because I love people,
mm-hmm.
and I I'm neurodivergent, mm-hmm. and so my heart is for the people that can't stick to something,
mm-hmm.
that can't stick to something, and so when like that could be big for them. That could mm-hmm. be like the most hardest thing that they do, but they have woken up, you know, for an entire month and given their first thoughts to God and posturing their place in a place of gratitude and seeing him as creator of everything. Like that's big.
Yeah.
That's big to set your mind up like that. And so to just say that you said that it was shallow, it just made my eyebrow go up because yeah. I felt for everybody. I felt
said,
for everybody.
For me, that's shallow.
I know, but I made sure
I put emphasis like for me.
I know,
and
but that doesn't.
And I said where I'm at in my relationship yeah. with
but
God.
But I guess I was getting defensive for somebody else. If they yeah. heard that and weren't strong in their faith, they might be discouraged.
So this is a key to me. We have to be content with our convictions and other people's too. Like, I feel you.
Okay.
I feel you.
I'm working through this.
But that person who hears that,
how
if this
do I respond
is you,
better?
If this is you and you, if something someone else's, their standard or their viewpoint or their posture in life or their convictions, if it's something that triggers yep. something in you, you have to ask yourself why.
Yeah.
Is it because
really
the
good.
Holy Spirit is convicting you because you need to mm-hmm. like take notes and like, you know? Is it something because of something you experienced in the past? So it's reminding you of someone who told you you're not good enough if you don't do this. You have to work your way through that and ask why it's hurting you.
That's
because
great.
Because at the end of the day, like, I'm going to feel and think how I feel.
Yep.
And I have that right to think and feel and express myself in the way that it makes sense to express myself. And it's good to ask the questions like, so when you say that, do you mean this? To give extra clarity.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
I can't not say what
I think it is. Because for me, it is shallow only because of where I'm at in my relationship with God. And there was a point where I did do that, but God's like, no, there's more required of you in this season. So for me, it is. For you, it might not be. It might be the huge step to the next breakthrough. It might be turning over. You know what I mean? Because
we're
all at different places in our relationship with God and what he's required. There might be another season where there's something else he's requiring me in a different way and it doesn't look the same.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I can't express what's real to me because there's someone else who needs to hear it in that way too. Because the Holy Spirit is saying the same thing to them. Like, now you want to make these statements and you know it's time for you to move on to your kids is out of the house and you this.
Well,
or
we were having a spiritual conversation. Yeah. So I just had to play devil's advocate.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. Oh, I thought you did that.
No, I was just pointing. I tried to make a bad joke, you know, devil's advocate in a spiritual conversation. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No, but that, we should have that.
Yeah.
No, but that's good. That's good. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. But I still think it was good to work through that.
No, I think this is, you know how they say it's good for TV. I think this was good. I think this was good for podcasts for multiple reasons. For clarity for someone who needed the clarity that it might not even in my mind. But then also for the person who maybe now when they go in circles, because I've been this person too, and I have an opinion. And I don't say my opinion because I don't want to offend anybody. And then my side of truth is not spoken because everyone else has this viewpoint and I don't want to rock the boat. So I'm just going to be quiet. And I've done that a lot in a lot of rooms. And I've told myself, like recently, I told myself, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
It's not my job. I know my heart and my motive. I've never been a person to attack people or be rude or just say anything willy-nilly. But God is also placing something inside of me that someone needs. And if it's only that one person in the corner that is like, huh, like for yeah, there.
For sure.
I'm going to say it. And okay. then we can have these hard. I'm not scared to have these hard conversations.
Well, I didn't say it rude. Did I? Did it make you feel bad?
No, okay. not at all.
Okay.
But I just wanted to make sure because.
I was just trying to make the view bigger.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like.
I just want to make sure because what it did seem like a little is like you're like, well, offer you another thought to change how, like you want to change how I
no,
view
no, no.
it,
I was
you know.
But not trying to change you or convince you to anything.
Yeah.
I guess I was just trying to challenge because I guess like when you said shallow, it did trigger me a little bit.
Yeah.
But one, because we're not the judge of anybody's relationship with God. Like he is. He's the one searching throughout the world to and fro, seeing whose heart is his.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought that was a healthy way to show too, like when you're triggered. How do you work through it? Because
just, can we just watch Emily work through it?
Yeah, because both of us, because you challenged me and I stood up to it like, no, this is how I feel. But then in it though, in the trigger, it's like, well, do you hear me saying that to you? Because I'm not saying to you, you're this or you're that. And if you don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then it just goes back to, well, it triggers me because in the past, I've heard people paint this and, blah, 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 blah. But that's not what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's just good. It's good. And this is a part of friendships because you should be in friendships that it's not just yes and amen to everything the other person
that's
says.
That's a boring friendship, man.
And that's a yes, man. You know? But it should be because then we're learning, like I'm learning how to like stand firm in what I think too, which is something I had an issue with, if I'm being honest, in the past.
Gotcha.
And so it's something that I'm working on, like, no, I think this.
Okay.
I'm not going to pretend like I don't just to make it, you know, everybody
feel comfortable.
So this
is another one of those situations where like we're both right.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Because I agree with you. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But it don't change what I think. But I agree.
I'm so like black and white, so, but I'm learning to live in gray.
Yeah. Or maybe it's light blue.
Oh, yeah. Bad use of words. Okay. Well, we did
that
not
was
get
good.
It was. We did not get to the creative part. So we'll do that on another episode. You guys have had enough of Emily and Seti.
But this was good. This is real friendship though.
Yes.
This is showing how you have friends with how you are can be friends with someone who doesn't always 100% agree with you. We have the same core values, of course.
Yes.
But we don't, the way we view it and operate it even in life is not twins. We're not twinsies in that, you know, aspect.
Nope.
But I think this is how we grow because I grow by hearing you. And maybe I might in the future be a little bit mindful of this specific word.
Yeah. And I have grown immensely and been challenged by the way you see and do things as well. So.
We're better together.
Yeah. You know, there's this verse, you know, iron sharpens iron. Nobody tells you that sharpening thing, it hurts, man.
Yes.
You'll be grating on rock.
Yes.
Then you'd be questioning,
like, is what I'm saying? I think it's right. And
right.
It's like, well.
And what it does is it makes you rethink what you think.
Uh-huh.
It makes you mentally support yourself, like scripturally or where did I get the basis of this?
Yes.
So it either solidifies or it grows and evolves your thinking in a healthy biblical way, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's what just happened here.
I think so. That's friendship.
I know, that's friendship. So our challenge to you is to go to one of your friends,
mm-hmm.
And I'm praying that you have one. If not, we'll be your friend and you can leave a comment. We can start this conversation.
We'll debate with you in the comments.
And ask them two questions. One, ask them how they're doing emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready for the answer.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Yeah.
And then ask them how they're doing spiritually.
Yeah. And be honest. I'll challenge you to that. Like, don't just say what's agreeable. Like, if you don't agree, say you don't agree. If you think you're risking your friendship by being honest, then you really don't have a friendship. You guys really aren't building like depth in it.
Yeah.
You're just kind of surface like.
Because what's the sign of like a true friend? You can have a disagreement.
Yes.
But then you still go on with life together.
Yeah, and your love and respect for the person doesn't change. Yeah.
Exactly. Because it's just like. It's like a marriage, but without all the benefits.
Yeah.
Or with different benefits.
Different benefits,
right?
For sure. But that's how you do life. That's how you go deep. And that's how you really get to know somebody. And you can really love them for them. Like, she can love me for me and all of my ways that are different than hers. I can love her for her and all her ways that are different than mine.
Yep.
And we can still move and respect and walk along.
That's right.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Yay.
All right, ladies. Well, we love you. We hope to see you next week. And go talk to your friend.
Talk to him.
Talk to him. Talk to me. Wait. How do you turn this thing off? Hey, it's Emily here.
I just wanted to thank you on behalf of Satrecia and I for listening to the Messy Faith podcast and allowing us to speak into your life. And hey, we don't want it just one way. We would love to hear from you. You can contact us at any time through our website, our email at ask@messyfaith.com. You can like us on Facebook, YouTube, or wherever you listen to us at. And hey, we'd love a little review. Can't wait to hear from you.